Absolutely. Our correspondent in Seoul, Laura Bicker.
This is Good Morning Scotland with Gary and Fiona. It's 18 minutes past seven. Another day, another crisis. On Good Morning Scotland and Drive Time last week, we reported on the difficulties Scotland's students have been facing attempting to secure accommodation. But it seems the problem is much more widespread. The Scottish Association of Landlords is now warning there's been a dramatic fall in the number of properties available to let. And it's going to get worse as we head into winter. John Blackwood is the association's chief executive. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
What kind of drop are we actually talking about?
Well, from our members, they're saying that they've seen a drop up to about 80% of available accommodation. And some of our letting agent members are saying we have nothing left at all. And that's been for a prolonged period over the last few weeks. So that's really concerning.
So what are the reasons for this, John?
Well, I think there's a range of reasons, but the main one that we're hearing from landlords and our letting agent members too is that they're deciding to sell up and leave the sector, largely because they're concerned about the anti-landlord rhetoric that's coming from the Scottish Government.
So what's the impact going to be of this?
Well, I think unfortunately what will happen, of course, if landlords decide to sell up, there's going to be less property available for people to rent. And this is happening very quickly because, of course, tenants can just give 20 days notice to leave their tenancy. And it's at that point the landlords are thinking, do you know what? We're a bit nervous about how things are going to be in Scotland when they hear about talk of eviction bans and rent caps, for instance. They're thinking maybe now's the time to get out of the sector and leave. And that's really concerning for the overall housing sector because we need people to be providing much needed housing for people in Scotland.
John, we heard from the National Union of Students last week. They mentioned a claim that students had seen rents hiked by landlords. Does this sort of behaviour not justify action to protect vulnerable tenants?
Well, I think certainly tenants do need protected, and we thought we had achieved that within the new private residential tenancy that came in December 2017, so it's still relatively new, but many tenants are covered by that tenancy now. And the whole point of that legislation and that new tenancy was to give tenants greater safeguards and security, but it was also about giving landlords safeguards as well to encourage them to invest. But unfortunately, all those safeguards we were promised seem to be taking away now, and that's the proposals the Scottish Government are planning in the future.
You mentioned, you said the word hostile, the environment had turned hostile. What do you mean by that, John?
Well, we've gone through a period of certainly we as an organisation and the sector as a whole has worked very closely with the Scottish Government because we do need to change the private rented sector in Scotland, indeed all housing in Scotland, to make it fit for a modern age. And that takes a lot of discussion and a lot of compromise on both the part of the tenants and landlord lobby. But within the last couple of months, we've heard from the Scottish Government much more anti-landlord rhetoric than we've ever heard before. And that's very concerning for landlord investors.
So you talked about changing. What does that mean? What do you need to happen?
Well, I think the Scottish Government needs to recognise the value of the private rented sector. We need a vibrant, well-functioning private rented sector in Scotland to provide much-needed rented accommodation. I think we all agree there's not enough social housing in Scotland and the Scottish Government's keen to provide more social housing, but that's not going to happen overnight. And of course, many young people are really struggling to be able to afford to buy property if they want to become homeowners.
Okay.
So where else do they go to find accommodation? That's to us in the private sector.
Okay, John, appreciate your time. John Blackwood is the chief executive, and we had hoped to hear from Scotland's Tenants' Rights Minister, Patrick Harvey, in the programme this morning. He wasn't available, but the Scottish Government did give us a statement on the plan for a new deal for tenants. It says, our aim's to ensure quality, affordability and fairness for everyone who rents a home. We'll continue to carefully examine any potential consequences of our proposals. Our commitments to introduce new rights for tenants and action on high rents represent significant change. We will ensure full consultation is undertaken to enable the right solutions to be developed.
7:23, time for our